this. We're living in today. I hope you haven't quit your job. You're gonna. Chances are you get laid off. You don't have to quit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, that time of year.
Taken care of. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Here's your pink slip. Hey, it's going on in the radio business. It's going on in the banking business. It's going on in lots of small businesses. How can we make the best of this situation is a question for us to ponder on this December the 7th. How about your beliefs? Do you believe you're really good at what you do? Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe? I feel like Billy Graham now, but I
do
think,
you believe?
Do you believe? Can you believe? The only thing that stands between you and what you want is the will to try it. And that's belief, your belief system. If you believe that what you're doing, who you're loving is possible, then you will have that love. You will have the job. You will have the life that you want. You have to believe. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. Lots and lots and lots of faith. The only true limit, though, to your realization that tomorrow will be what you want it to be are the doubts that you have today. And what are those doubts? What things are there that keep you from having the completion? Are the doubts realistic or are they foolish? Are they based on fact or are they based on a figment of your imagination? There are no barriers to your having what you want. All you got to
do is except for the law.
Overcome. No.
Like all that money in the bank.
Doubts. You know. Doubts. Yeah. Overcome your doubts. You have the ability. If you think you can and you want to, then you can. You know, there are a lot of things you can always find a reason not to do something. You can find a reason not to be with somebody. You can find a reason to excuse your fears, because that's really what it is. You want a reason to excuse your fears. But you know what? I go back to that book that I talk about frequently that my mother had around, from Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. You probably never heard of this book, Jennifer. Life is Worth Living. It was published, I want to say, late 40s, early 50s maybe. But if you have a chance to find it somewhere, I imagine you can find it on Amazon. Life is Worth Living, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. And this time of year is a perfect time of year for you to be introduced to all of that thinking, because this is the time of year when people do accept new thinking, new ideas, and embrace the things that heretofore may not have been part of their thinking, of their psyche. Does it make sense? Well, it makes some sense. Where's Roberta?
I'm here.
What the heck's going on with you?
She was resting during that.
Really?
Well, you were waxing poetic.
I was, in fact. Wait a minute. Who did the snore? Where'd that come from?
That was Roberta.
Roberta, how dare you?
No.
What? How dare you?
Actually, I overslept.
No.
That was. I did.
Really?
I overslept, yes.
Yeah. You have a smile in your voice, and that means you're giving me a lot of blarney.
Usually when I oversleep, it is not so happy. You seem so calm and zen today, Roberta. Right. Usually I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like freaking out that I overslept.
She didn't oversleep. She's just giving. No, you're just giving me the old one, too. Oh, come on. All right, so what do we have? The Queen of Cheap today has some freebies. It's Fun
Friday.
Freebies!
Yes, yes, yes. We have a more free Christmas music. And this is some good stuff, too. We have free Prilosec for you and lots of freebies from Procter & Gamble. And even something for your pets. We have lots
really?
Of freebies for your pets as well, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Meredith about you last night.
Oh, yes? So what did you say?
Well, I've told her the truth about you.
Uh-oh. Why would you do that
to me again?
Uh-oh. No, there's something priceless about you. Now, there are a number of things that are priceless about you.
I am priceless.
Yes, you are. Yep. And that's why maybe this is too much information. I was just thinking about how you and I are in the same boat. We have all this land and property. We have no cash.
Exactly, yes. We're poor.
And you know how many people there are like that?
Oh, my goodness.
The people who have lots of real estate, I own a lot of land. And can I cash it out?
I don't even want to hear it from you guys. I am poor and I don't own any land. So at least you have something.
Wait a minute. You have that palatial estate in Sunderland that you
have. I have a house. Yes, I do.
And it's a cute little house. I always am teasing you about that house. But you know what? It's a great starter house and it's a perfect house for you because you knew it. Your grandparents lived in it. I think I actually was quite proud of you when you were able to put it all together. I think there was a certain amount of fear in you.
Yeah. Buying a house by yourself? Yeah.
You know what? But you're happy that you have it. And it's something in that neighborhood, it can only go up in value.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Oh, God. But you know what? That's one of the things that people have this time of year is most people at the end of the year evaluate their situations, right? They look around, okay, what do I have? What am I doing? And this year, I think. And I want to try to end the year on a great note and start the new year on a great note. Thinking about what it is that you have, and I was talking about that a minute ago, and what you want, sometimes they collide. But there is this, we have captured in America a certain amount of, we've captured a certain amount of expectation. We had grown up, Roberta and my generation, thinking that even if we didn't do well, at the end of the day, we'd have some kind of real estate that had value and you could cash it out. And so, I mean, I have no interest in any of that. I mean, because I'm just not going to stop working. I have no interest in not working. And yet, those people who want to, who may be Roberta's age, maybe my age, they may not want to work anymore. But they don't have a choice. I'm making a choice. They are not. And yet, and you look around at the realities of what's going on. All this talk about taxes, all of the things that are being done. I was talking earlier, Roberta, about I'm making a request of listeners to go to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund website and fill out the forms there to get to your U.S. representative and senator to urge them to take a firm stand against the so-called Monsanto rider, which is part of the farm bill, which would basically cut the guts out of labeling that could go on so you'd know where your food came from. It'll gut it. Mm-hmm. And the farmers want it. Monsanto doesn't. But Monsanto is so clever, they have covered up, if you will, the intention of the bill by making it seem like it's farmer-friendly, same as they did with Prop 37 that you heard us, Roberta, talking about in California. The election saw that go down in defeat because Monsanto spent $46 million buying advertising to lie to people about what the impact of the bill was going to be, or the proposition. Mm-hmm. Same thing is true here. So if you are a member of the local war community, you're liking local farms, you're liking that you can get fresh local produce, and you're liking you can get fresh dairy, whatever it is that you like, fresh meat, produce, you want to see that go away, then you ignore this Monsanto rider. Because if this gets in, what we can buy for seed and plant that doesn't have some GMO modification to it is going to evaporate. And then what you remember we talked last year about the government even getting into, some people want to be able to approve whatever seeds you plant in your front yard. And this is the first step in that. GMO related seeds, we're not going to let you plant them here. We're not going to let you plant them there. We're going to tell you where to plant them, how to plant them. We're going to tell you how to harvest. That's what this is all about. So you know how I am about agriculture. You know how my priorities are. And I don't want to see you take it in the chops. California especially took it in the chops because of Proposition 37. This is basically Prop 37 across the country. These people are so insidious. They have so much control, and they're just bad. Dow Chemical, any of these big outfits, they all want to do the same thing. And it's great for the stockholders. I mean, can you imagine controlling the world's food supply? What does that do for the stock value of Monsanto? Right? I mean, think about how else do we look at this? All right.
Those are scary words. Controlling the world's food supply.
Yeah.
That's a scary
word. How do you like them? Well, that's what Monsanto wants to do, and that's what this is all about. So, Ignore it at your own risk. 16 past the hour, the lovely Roberta gives you complete details on freebies for your fun Friday. How do you save money? You'll find out in just a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
I've got Sue on the line, who is a real ScoreBig.com customer, and she is just crazy about ScoreBig. When live events have unsold tickets, ScoreBig gets them, so you save up to 60%. And every ticket is below box office price, guaranteed. Now, Sue, you say you've saved a ton of money. How much are we talking here?
I know we've saved at least 20 to 30% every time we've bought tickets.
Wow, that's big.
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much we can pick the game, we can pick the price, and, you know, we know we're going to get great seats.
So what are you going to next?
We're also
going
to try to use it for some shows, maybe the Christmas Spectacular coming up.
Sounds like you're really happy with ScoreBig.
Oh, there's nothing like it. If there's no way we're going to keep paying the fees and all the prices that some other places charge. It's great. It should be called SaveBig, not ScoreBig.
Radio listeners, for a limited time, you can get an extra $15 off at ScoreBig.com. That's an additional $15 off their already huge discounts at ScoreBig.com with promo code 5555. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 5555.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just like another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
She's the queen of cheap.
Ah, yes.
The diva of dumpster dive.
Of course she is.
Wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
My big deal is for a fun Friday, Roberta.
Let's start with 7 free country Christmas iTunes. These have been coming up all over the place. But we've got Lady Antebellum and Scott McCreary, some great
Wait
stuff.
Wait a minute, hold on a minute. Do you even know who Lady Antebellum is?
Sure I do.
Okay. All right. Just
I know who Brad Paisley is. I know who Scotty McCreary
Brad
is.
Brad Paisley? I know him, too.
Brad Paisley. I have no idea who Gloriana is, however.
They're an up-and-coming group.
Or Sammy Kershaw?
Oh, he's an old classic. That's old.
Is he?
Yeah.
Never heard of him. But they're all on these free country Christmas iTunes. Download. We tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com. Got a free ebook with the soup and stews and chili recipes that you love. Just love soup and chilies. But if you do Doug's recipe, you take whatever's in the refrigerator.
Yum!
Crock pot, and there you go.
There it is.
And after you eat Doug's soup, you're going to need the free Prilosec sample that you can send away for.
Perfect.
The free Procter & Gamble samples and coupons. Every kind of quarter, I think, every 3 months, Procter & Gamble will send you all sorts of stuff in the mail, but you have to sign up for it, and we tell you where to do it at DougStephan.com. This weekend, a free kids clinic at Lowe's. You build a gingerbread house there at Lowe's. I'm not sure if you do it out of wood or out of cookies, but those cookies are like wood anyway, so it won't be much of a difference.
Great.
And just for Charlotte, a free pet coupon booklet and a free gift tag just for your woofers and tweeters out there.
Woof, woof.
And woof, woof.
Tweet, tweet.
It's absolutely free. It's actually from Del Monte, believe it or not. I guess they want
to check them all out.
Not cook them.
Queen of Cheap blog and box at DougStephan.com. Coming up, baby news here on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Last night on The X Factor, there was an elimination round. So they started out the show with last year's winner, Melanie Amaro, with her new song, Long Distance. Do we know anything about this? Actually, I don't think it sounds bad. What do you think?
It's not bad. I like it.
I like it too, kind of. What do you think, Roberta? Does any of this music touch you? Apparently not.
That's not the music.
No. All right. So they've eliminated, they've got a couple of eliminations here. The first round sends home CeCe Frey. Do we care that she's gonzo?
She was one of the favorites, but we're getting kind of late into the competition, so no, I guess it's okay.
Three artists advanced safely into the semifinals. Let's see here. We have Tate Stevens, Carly Rose.
Love him.
Emblem 3. Diamond White and Fifth Harmony are in the bottom position. And is it fair for me? Well, I'll tell you who got tossed once we go through some of the other performers. We have, how about Keisha? Is it Keisha? Keisha?
Keisha.
Keisha. Keisha. It's a new song from her. Come on. What's her background, Jennifer?
She's a big pop singer.
Is she?
Big, yeah, like, she's big similar. Or? No, I mean, she's just popular. A very well-known pop
is
singer
she?
Now. Yeah.
So if I were doing a CHR countdown show with you right now, would Keisha be in
absolutely.
The countdown list? Okay, so yeah. I have to have that, because who knows? That might happen someday. You
that
and I do
a
countdown show. You can never tell them. Use a countdown show. All right, so I promised we'd listen to the two who are on the bottom of the list a little bit from last night. Fifth Harmony performed Anytime You Need a Friend for their stage song. Currently poppy.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So, Fifth Harmony presented themselves well. Diamond White, the other at the bottom of the list in jeopardy. Her save song is I Hope You Dance. It's a great song. Who did this? Faith Hill, right?
Leanne Womack, actually.
Yeah. Oh. I don't like this at all.
It's a weird version. It's a little too slow, kind of weird. Yeah.
All right, so she gets booted. You haven't seen this? Sorry. I've just ruined it for you. She got eliminated at the end of the show. And let's see here. CeCe Fry got eliminated at the beginning of the show. So let's see here. The vote standings for the final four. Let's see here. Positions, not numbers. Fifth Harmony is in fourth position. Emblem 3 is in third position. Carly Rose in second position. And Tate Stevens is number one. All right?
I think so.
You think that's okay?
I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Fair. All right, so there you go. Later on, we have television news. Jennifer, what do we have coming up that you're going to be reporting on that's important?
Well, I'm going to tell you about Thanksgiving at Martha Stewart's house. And let me tell you, it was not perfect. It involved salmon, Ella.
Salmon, Ella?
Ella.
Sam and Ella both visited her house? No. Really?
Yeah. I have to tell you about it because she's always so darn good. Yeah. And
wow.
We also have the Writers Guild. They made their TV nominations yesterday, yeah. So I'll give you those.
Sam and Ella. I haven't had them
Sam
around.
And Ella.
They visit the barn every once in a while. But
every once in a while they come
every
over.
Once in a while, yeah.
Never fun.
Sam and Ella at Martha's house.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Kate Middleton in the focus. Also spend a moment or two on a sort of an interesting different way of thinking about Pearl Harbor Day. It's 28 after the hour, and good day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on some of your favorite television programs and television actors. There is news that will affect parents of small children that I want to relay to you. And I also think we need to spend a few moments remembering, as after all, today is December 7th, 2012.
Members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
You know, this is very interesting because it is such a generational thing. Tom Brokaw's book I was mentioning earlier, The Greatest Generation, I think was the name of it, referring to the people who fought in World War II. As important as it is to many of you, I'm looking at every single news site that I use, and I think I touch 34 different sites like NBC News and USA Today and CNN and the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, CBS News. It's really pretty interesting to look at the headlines. There's a lot of stuff about Japan because of the tsunami and the earthquake. There's a lot of stuff about this movement of Jim DeMint from the Senate over to the Heritage Foundation, a lot of that. There are things that are the usual kind of, here's a drug story and here's a smoking pot story from Washington, all that stuff. I don't see mention on any one of these sites. And they usually give me, let's see, like Huffington Post has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different stories announced on their homepage. I don't see any place a mention of December 7th, 1941. Not one anywhere. And for me, that is travesty,
mostly not because it was about then, because it isn't. It's about learning the lessons from December 7th, and that stuff ought to be taught in school, and it ought to be part of the national discussion today. And that isn't anywhere but here, but that's okay. I'm going to make it, and I'm going to sort of twist this around a little bit, because I want you to think about something that has to do with those who served in World War II and those who have served actually pretty much in every single war that our country has been involved in after the, who a family member may have died, and there was a tradition of flag draping coffins. Mm-hmm. You know how that got started? It was a long time ago. And I don't know that you know the reason for this, but I'm going to ask you, and then it'll become part of the discussion. Do you know that at military funerals, there is a 21-gun salute, oftentimes?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the 21-gun salute means? In other words, where did it come from? 800-510-8255. What's the origin of the 21-gun salute? It stands for something very specific. Do you know what it is? If you've been in the service, chances are you probably know, but you may not. At the end of this conversation, you'll know where this tradition started and what the 21-gun salute stands for. What does it mean? I guarantee you will know that at the end of this conversation. And the first person that gets in here at 800-510-8255 with the answer to that question will win $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, skin products. They are absolutely superb, and I'm happy to be using that as an award for people who come up with answers to some of our questions here. So as we remember Pearl Harbor Day, we remember World War II, we remember those who have died. I don't think I've ever asked this question before on the air. So it's a good chance for those of you, maybe you're a widow, maybe a widower, as a result of a military action. Do you know what the 21-gun salute stands for? If you do, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, it's interesting to note that there is still continuing attention on Kate Middleton's pregnancy. And it's also kind of interesting to understand what it means for the baby business. You realize what this is going to mean, all of the, I said this, I think it was yesterday. What is the big deal here? Why are so many people so excited about a new royal? Whether you're excited or not, I'll tell you, there are tons of people who are. And it has been a big boost to those people who are selling various baby items for Christmas. And this is a very interesting reality. There are about 2,000 companies that are trying to get to her so that she can be photographed with
their stuff.
Yeah. They want to
see that coming. Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. So if you go to mytalkingtoddler.com, you want to look this up? It's a sort of an overview of what Kate has gotten, the goodie baskets, if you will, from the various companies that are trying to get her to service them, if that's the right word. MyTalkingToddler.com sent Kate a child teaching tool. A company called One Step Ahead sent her products for morning sickness relief. Let's see here. What else? The store Bell Bambini in Beverly Hills, Jennifer, sent her a $2,300 gift basket.
Wow.
And so it goes.
Wow.
And imagine, she's 12 weeks along. Imagine what it's going to be like when
she gets closer,
like 7 months along. Hey. All right, so connected to that is a story today for those of you moms who have one of those nappy infant recliners. Nappy infant recliners have been recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They say the portable baby recliner called Chill and a couple of models like it pose a significant risk of injury or death to infants. Apparently, so far, a couple of hundred children have been hurt using parents using this thing, and four or five have died. Now, as a result of this, the company's out of business. But the woman who started the company says no infant using nappy properly has ever suffered an injury requiring medical attention. Okay. So if you take that at face value and then sort of question yourself if you have one of these or any of these. I mean, there are thousands, tens of thousands of mothers listening to this program right now who have smaller children. And what do you use to carry them around in? Do you have these little, they make them out of plastic, right? Most of these little baby things, they're almost like something you bring into the supermarket. It's, you know, those baskets you pick up in the supermarket. If you don't want to use a carriage, you have a basket. Mm-hmm. Aren't these baby carriages, these baby thingamabubbers, aren't they like that? What do they call them? They're baby carriers, aren't they? Is that what they call them?
Yeah. What do you, I mean,
The point I'm trying to make is, what are you laughing at?
Like, yeah.
I guess a basket.
It seems like pretty silly technology, pretty simple technology. Does it have to be very intricate or involved? No. It just has to be well thought out. And if it has a little, I'm guessing that, I remember the ones we used for Brendan and Megan, they had little shoulder straps and sort of a waist strap and even leg straps.
Right.
To hold them in. So even if they fell over, they weren't going to get hurt because they're going to stay inside of that little basket.
Yeah, they're protected.
Sure. Yeah, right. But apparently, parents have not been using these things correctly. At least that's what the woman who owned it said, and that's why there's a problem. I don't know whether it is or it isn't, but I think it's important, and that's why I wanted to pass it along to you. All right? I have not yet seen the right answer. This is really tragic, but it does tell you something. I'm not trying to be a lecturer. I'm not trying to sound like a professor, but I really think it's tragic that we don't know the answer to that question. I don't have one right answer to the question of what the 21-gun salute stands for, what it means, how did it develop. So if in the next few moments I don't get an answer, I will tell you, but it's very significant, and it makes for a good conversation, I think, during the day. And maybe if you have somebody who has been in the military and you got the 21-gun salute, but you don't know what it means, then you'll, at least now, know what it means. 17 before the hour, and good day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
It's the Old Navy Weekly Gift-tacular. Underwear for up to 50% off. Here's your gift guru, Ellen Griswold.
Ellen here. Let's talk cozy.
My husband's putting lights on the roof. Uh-huh. He'll freeze.
I make Clark wear a frost-free jacket, but he still won't wear the ice cleats. Next.
Hi, I fear my child will be ambushed in a snowball fight.
Protect your family with toasty jackets and aim for the solar plexus.
And that gift-tacular's a wrap. Underwear for the whole family for up to 50% off. Now until Saturday at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only valid 12-2 through 12-8.
Ken Jen, let's have our update on television stories. Is there I saw something about CBS in here. The mid-season lineup, what's changing there?
Not a whole lot changing, but they did announce some dates. There'll be some new shows going into going in a couple of new dramas, especially for CBS. They seem to be getting into the comedy business a little bit more, but they've got a couple of dramas coming in as well. You'll see Rules of Engagement premiering on February 4th. Other premiere dates, Survivor will start on the 13th. The Amazing Race on the 17th. And then this new cop drama that they have that's getting a lot of play. It's called Golden Boy, and they're going to actually have some previews. They'll have two on Tuesday, March 26th and March 5th, before they actually move it to Friday, which will be on March 8th. So there you
February 26th. Yeah.
Okay, whatever I said. Sorry about that.
You said March, but it's okay. I understand.
The nominees came out yesterday for the Writers Guild Awards. They were the big winners, actually, in the nominations category were Boardwalk Empire, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Homeland, and Mad Men. Those were the best dramas.
There's not one drama from a network.
Right,
that?
They're cable
not
shows.
One.
Isn't that
cable.
Funny?
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, and even the comedy nominees. 30 Rock is from a network, but then you have Girls and Louie, Modern Family, and Parks and Rec round that out. The Best New Series nominees include Girls, The Mindy Project, Nashville, The Newsroom, and Great. Veep. I think that's probably one of the tightest categories.
Newsroom.
The winners.
Excellent.
It's fantastic. Yeah. But I also really like, people love Girls. I love The Mindy Project in Nashville as well, so that'll be kind of interesting. Right. Winners will be announced on February 17th. Now, let's talk about Thanksgiving over at Martha Stewart's house. She's known as kind of the domestic diva, right?
She had salmonella there for dinner, huh?
Well, apparently over Thanksgiving, she got salmonella. She said she never got really sick, but she came down with salmonella, and she blames it on the fact that she handled so many turkeys around Thanksgiving.
Wait,
she was
Sam on Manila? Isn't that a third baseman for, like, the
Yes.
Orioles?
Yes, Sam-anella. Yeah. She was on the Today Show. She did other Thanksgiving appearances. She said it really hit me hard. She was in bed for days.
Ooh.
She said that on the positive side, though, she had lost weight because of it. So.
Good for her. All right. Let's get to the bottom of the question about the 21-gun salute. We'll start with Danny, who called in first listening to WTTV. Hi, Danny.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. What does the 21-gun salute stand for?
I believe, if I remember correctly, it was by adding up the year of our independence, which is 1776.
That is correct. 1776 added together is 21, and that's exactly where it comes from. So how do you remember that? Something you learned in school?
My little brother was in the Army for 8 years and just got back from Afghanistan, and I remember him saying that. There was also a... I won't give the answer away in case you ever do it, but there's also a reason why they fold the flag a certain way when they present it to a loved one.
Well, I think it is to symbolize the 13 colonies, right?
That's correct. And there's other things in each fold that it symbolizes for not God, country, brotherhood, all that good stuff.
Symbol of life, eternal life, that kind of stuff. Honor and remembrance of veterans. Fourth fold represents the weaker nature. For as Americans, trusting God is him who we turn to in times of peace as well as times of war. Yeah, that's very, very cogent. Danny, good job. You get our Pure Attitude, $150 worth of creams and lotions, cool stuff for Christmas. Thank you for helping us understand an important thing to be thinking about this December 7th here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.
Here
it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
To think about travel for the holidays, for Christmas and New Year's, and then maybe you're already thinking about what you're going to do to get away from the bad weather during the wintertime. Where can you go and how do you pay for it? How much will it cost? Tom Parsons from bestfares.com, who has a wonderful spot. If you look to the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, you'll see tips that come in from many of our contributors, including Tom, who wants you to go to his website. You can do that. If you actually go to the contributors site at DougStephan.com, you'll see Tom's picture. Click on that. See the special deals of the day for Doug Stephan listeners. So we'll find out how you can save some money. Is there really a way at the last minute for you to save money? We'll find out in a moment from Tom here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, Tom Parsons from BestFares.com here on Good Day. And the story always is, how do we get or find or use cheap airfares, last-minute travel? I may need to find a second ticket to go to Los Angeles the next Friday, come back on a Monday. And I didn't come up with any great deal, frankly, even though I'm traveling before Christmas. The thing is, I'm pretty specific about when I want to go, and you're going to tell me, oh, well, you got to be flexible.
Your case, it's either 308, same day, same, a couple hours off, or I have to leave at 4 o'clock
440.
4 o'clock, and it's $200 higher. You know, so.
Yeah, well, it was. As a matter of fact, you looked at the ticket.
Yeah, I looked at the ticket. And
but
said,
see,
wait a minute, it's 308. And he's up here saying, wait a minute, how come the fare's not 408? You know, 308 at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I guess everybody else wants to leave at 440.
Well, that's it, you see. So sometimes these things work. You're more focused on leisure travel, I think, than you are business travel.
No,
some people just have to go at the time they have to go, and that's...
I travel, you know, I travel, too, and I like to pick the airplane like you do.
Yep.
I like to make sure so I'll move my time up or down or whatever.
Yep.
And I'm more interested sometimes on long hauls what kind of plane I'm flying more than what time I'm leaving.
Exactly. That's you and I won't ride across the country in a 737. I'm not going to do it.
So,
and I don't want to ride on an Airbus, a crap can Airbus, no matter where I'm going. So I try to find a 757 or something bigger, but mostly what you're going to get to go, whether it's north or south or east or west, is a 757. And so, you won't know that unless you ask the question or you go online and you make sure you look to see what kind of an aircraft. Now, you can say, what difference does it make? If you don't care and you don't mind where you sit and you don't mind where the configuration of the plane is, you just want a seat, you don't care. So then you fly on Spirit, you might as well be standing up. Right?
Boy, sometimes the leg room, but they do have something called the big seat. Matter of fact, one of my good friends was Spirit the other day, and he didn't have, he was just going to Vegas for 2 days, threw everything in a little duffel bag, didn't care about his seat assignment. They got confirmed seats 24 hours or less. They went out and got their seats, and they flew to Vegas for something like from Dallas to Las Vegas for, you know, $107. And they didn't care, you know.
So, and American hasn't matched that.
Well, they were about $200 and some round trip, but, you know, they didn't care.
Oh, this is round trip. Wow.
Yeah, 228 versus, like, I think they went for, like, 128.
Wow.
So, but they didn't care, you know. They were just going to Vegas for 2 days, threw everything in a little duffel bag, didn't care about seat assignments, didn't care about any of the rules.
So, do we go to we have about 30 seconds. Bestfares.com gives you a sample of whatever you can make and choose what you want. Everything's there, right?
Oh, yeah, the different airlines. And, you know, most people go by price.
Yeah.
This week, I think Fort Lauderdale, after the New Year's, Fort Lauderdale, usually 75, maybe even 80. Look at that. We're seeing Washington, D.C., the Orlando, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale, $105 round trip all day.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so they want to get people to go to Disney World, and that's what that's all about. So Disney may be helping a little bit with that. All right, check out bestfares.com for the cheap airfares and get 50.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.